I'm glad I learned poetry at school, though some, I think, thought me a fool, when my mind, not on other lessons, was soaring with Hopkins, Windhover, or with a kingfisher darting out of its crannied nest. And did they not know that when my mind was in a trance, I was wandering like a cloud, captured by Wordsworth's Daffodil's Dance? It seems that Dorothea McKellar did not do us a favour, though in the past her words of my country I did savour. Sadly, by some her words have been estranged and used as yet another poor excuse for blocking action on climate change. T.S. Eliot's Not With a Bang But a Whimper, I used to think, described the post-viral end of my career, but now may be a prediction of far, far greater gravity, brought on by our own depravity. Adoption of a must-have growth economy, excessive clearing, fossil fuels, greed, and lies. So T.S. Eliot's whimper may very well be the last sound of humanity, unless against all current trends we soon find climate sanity.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper.